Okay, this month we've gone for a classic.
Yes.
And Bryce has never seen this.
Really?
There's a lot of older movies that I haven't seen. Everybody's always surprised.
We're going to have to make it a point to pick some movies that Bryce hasn't seen that we love.
Well, my thought is, like, I understand sometimes movies are just maybe not your flavor or whatever. Or maybe you always wanted to, like, go to Blockbuster, and that's an old sentence, and rent it, but never got the chance to, maybe it was always out. But this is one of those movies that's been on TV enough times that by sheer accident, by his oldest
I
should have
watched it. I might have.
He was too busy playing Destiny.
Part of it,
so.
Yeah, I've been playing that for the last 28 years.
In his mind.
Yeah, I was preparing for it before they even thought of it.
Finally, this graphics card is finally up to
They finally caught up.
Yeah.
God, took them long enough.
Okay, so before we start this, Jim, first time you ever saw this and your thoughts at the time?
I believe the first time I saw this was on like USA, and it was like it wasn't before Up All Night. It was like, I guess, when Up All Night wasn't on with Rhonda Shear and everything else. But I remember turning it on, and I didn't know who Jeff Goldblum was. But I'm just like, whoever this guy is, he's the creepiest guy I've ever seen. And I didn't. I'd heard of the old school, like the help me fly, the black and white version. I didn't realize that that's what this was, because it's like, yeah, teleportation, all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
And then it had, and I will make this very clear, I had a huge crush on Gina Davis, the female love interest in this movie. I always like thought she was smoking hot, even with like her weird trap jaw type jaw that she has. Looks like it takes small arms fire close proximity.
Skeletor!
You screwed up again, Gina Davis! But it's not a bad Skeletor. I didn't realize I could dust that one off. But yeah, by the time it got to like the transformation part, actually, no, before that was the arm wrestling scene in the bar. I don't want to give away too much, but
yeah, spoilers.
Yeah, that
for Bryce.
Well, okay, there's a scene in a bar. That's all they've given away thus far. But yeah, there's a lot of really integral scenes where it's like no other actor I feel could bring as level of creepiness to this role as what's his name?
Thank
you, Goldblum.
Goldblum. I saw this movie for the first time when I rented it. I had heard about it from people. I saw the trailer. I knew it was supposed to be creepy. I had no idea how creepy and disgusting this movie was until I saw it. And this was my introduction to both Goldblum and Gina Davis.
Okay.
So it's the first thing I'd ever seen either of them in. And I thought both of them were fantastic.
Yeah.
But this was nightmare fuel for me for a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah. Especially with the teeth.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the things start coming off, it's and it like you said, it's scary and gory, and it's like equal parts, I'd say.
Yeah, but it's not like overtly so. Like the gore makes sense in this movie.
It's not gore for gore's sake.
Yeah, exactly. So, here we are, we're starting The Fly from 1986. In 3, 2, 1, play, damn it.
Still waiting to play, still waiting to play. There go.
Oh, there goes.
You might be a few
20th
seconds
Century Fox
us.
Logo is up. You should be
we
seen.
We should have people a few seconds behind us so that they get it and then they see it.
You know, you can't really sync up perfectly. I've tried on commentaries and stuff. You can't do it. There's always just a half second delay, so you're... You can never be perfectly synced up, but that's okay.
Oh, the old school, yeah. Back before coloreds could drink from the same water fountain. Your window's open, right? Sorry. It's what starts strong.
Well, kids are in school now.
Yeah, that's so good.
So now we're just defending old people out for their daily constitutional.
Mel Brooks made this film?
Cronenberg, man.
Oh, yeah. A name synonymous with the... What the fuck?
What else did... Cronenberg did Naked Lunch, right? That was him?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that
based
was...
on the William S. Burroughs book.
The Fly.
The most disappointing X-Men of all time.
Goldblum.
It's weird, because, like, aesthetically, like, on paper, Goldblum should be, you know, a very attractive man. But like,
John Getz. Whatever you want, John Getz.
He's a brother to Leo.
Thank you for picking up on that.
You're very welcome.
Howard Shore.
Polly's successful uncle. Anyway, but no, when you see Jeff Goldblum, I've never met a woman that's just like, gotta get me some of that Goldblum. Like, the Jeff Goldblum, like, sexy man calendar of, like, 1992 never really sold much.
You know, Goldblum really didn't become, like, a sex symbol type person until Jurassic Park. You know?
Yeah. Really?
That's when, at least for me, that's when I started noticing girls going, that Goldblum.
Gotta get me some of that Goldblum.
Yeah, then he came up with a fragrance, Goldblum.
Musky nerdism.
Written and directed by Cronenberg. So you know it's gonna be what the fuck?
And in a church chapel with a disco ball.
Oh no, this is one of those super churches.
It's a Scientology church. Dinosaurs.
He's always played the
He's
best
working on
nerd.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. See? Come on. Tell me that's not hot.
So much perm.
Like, he is like...
everywhere.
Can you think of a movie
where
he
didn't...
There's a haze. Can you think of a movie he didn't play a nerd in? Every movie I've ever seen him in, he's always the smartest guy in the room. That doesn't count. That's not a movie.
There was a movie, Mystic Pizza. And then there was another one where he played...
Earth Girls Are Easy?
Well, that's like a space nerd, though.
See?
In a sense.
Come on, he was kind of nerdy. And
what is with the... Really, that's the phone tree? Interesting.
I love 80s fashion. God,
Stalker.
Look at that.
80s depiction of the future has always been my favorite, you know, completely off.
Hey, wasn't that the killer in... Oh, crap.
Okay, crazy
They're
guys.
Lying.
Come get into my sock.
Is this how you always get women back to you? In the head.
Alcoholism. Now, here's a hint for you kids out there trying to hit on that new girl that you just met at the club and she's giving you a ride home.
Don't talk about your vomiting problem.
Or maybe brag on it a little bit. She might be taking it back and feel the need to take care of you for the evening.
Well, he gets motion sickness, so like she could be thinking, I'm going to rock your world so hard that you're going to throw up all over yourself.
There you go. Does he live where the Foot Clan from the first Ninja Turtle movies, is that where they trained?
They actually sublet the building from him when he cleared out.
God, it must have been just having those kids running around playing video games and narc at like 3 in the morning. I'm just going to use this.
When I first saw this movie, I wanted this loft.
I'm going to put this padlock on the inside.
I can't afford a deadbolt, but...
Wouldn't want to let anybody getting in.
Or out.
Or out.
I like his Darth Vader hyperbaric chamber.
There's two of them, actually.
He's got a very rare form of asthma.
Now I'm going to impress you with my awesome piano playing.
Yeah, I actually hate the piano, so... My father had one drop on his head as a... I'm working on a song for Pixar. If only I see. She's like, he's not even joking.
Wait, that my hyperbaric chambers.
Minor chord.
That's for thing one, and the other one is for thing two.
Jukebox.
Yes,
jukebox.
It's made out of human skin.
The legs are the penises of my enemies.
It's powered by coal.
It's a bit dusty because I never used it. I thought it would be cool. It would tie the room together, but it just didn't do it as much as this rug.
Here's my laptop.
let me boot up Windows. This will take about 6 hours.
You got nowhere to go, right? What are we going to do while we wait?
Would you like to play a game? Telepods, bitch.
They bring
get it right, or I will beat you.
They bring pea pods to areas that don't normally have pea pods.
Personal.
Panties. Nuva ring.
Maybe breast implant. Use tampon.
Anything, really. Use tampon.
Right. Oh, my God.
Bryce takes that one right there. Okay.
Something without genetic material.
Doesn't matter all the swings you take. It's just the one that connects.
Bounchika, wow, wow. Wow, she just couldn't wait to get out of those nylons, could she?
Have you ever worn nylons?
I'm wearing some right now.
Yeah, these are... You have a gland problem. Like, you're soaking wet. Just make sure I know what it smells like.
Mind if I soft. Sniff them?
I think I was going to say, I think it would have been less creepy if you sniffed them.
Just like, it probably would have been. Like, yeah. He's just kind of pawing at him. It's like...
Now, where's the spinoff where the stocking and, like, a praying mantis get fused together?
That wouldn't go
stalking very far. Mantis?
There we go! My God, it writes itself.
I like how
he just said the password, the pass voice he just used was, I can smell your cunt. Later, he becomes multiple mix.
Executing multiple MIGs macro.
I like how the unlock is yellow instead of green. Apparently, they lost their budget.
Well,
because
he wants, you know, be cautious when you open this.
88 miles an hour!
Do you have any idea how much those nylons cost me? You don't have a Rolex? Look, damn it.
It's on my leg.
It's a part of me.
I thought the tele and tele... Oh, you please. Thought phone. Okay. Clearly went to a community college. Fashion.
Love her leather skirt. It matches her leather jacket.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
And the rayon shirt.
I wouldn't put it on your leg, though. It will cause cancer.
It's right there.
Touch it. Just sure touch it. Just look at it.
Sure just my ignore the stickiness.
Sure as my mullet is feathered, it's the real one.
Feathered mullet. That was a great band in
it
the
was,
80s.
Yeah.
It's simple, really.
You know, like on Star Trek...
That'd be the easiest way to explain this.
It really
but
would.
But no, they have to make
like
it
taking air out of a balloon.
Yeah. You know when you untie a balloon and you squeeze the sides and let the air out really slowly and it makes a farting noise?
That's this movie.
Yeah.
Let me turn my Walkman on for no reason.
Well, I want to listen to Flashdance. Sit down, bitch. Now put the lotion on.
This is going to be the quietest movie commentary ever.
This really is a great movie.
Yeah.
Listen, Hammond. Now let me show you chaos theory. Oh, it's my Flashdance soundtrack.
No, I came back for sex. I'm not here to get interviewed.
I'm talking about I impress you with my brain so you won't. So when you see my penis, you're less disappointed.
please take this pill.
I am going to need to take that.
You notice he never points. He always makes like that pointing fist.
He's got the Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, the...
Except without the thumb.
Yeah. And a bitchy one at that.
Get back here.
And by good luck, I mean jerking off into. That's clearly what you're going to do with it anyway. I'm just going to take that one right off the table.
Nothing feels quite as good as nylon around my brainy
right
shaft.
Between the couch cushions.
Well, it goes Brundle Courtcock.
Brundle Courtcock?
Piece of sandpaper, and then the sleeve.
Soft touch control. Yeah. The sexiest cassette tape ever.
That was Goldblum's porn name. Poor man's John Ritter.
I didn't fall for it.
They're going to go have lunch.
Lunch.
Powdered lunch.
All over that
day. Powdered lunch.
Which is also a good band name.
I loved it when they opened for Feathered Mullet.
Oh, yeah.
The best tour ever.
With his lawyer.
Everything is so subtle.
Jeff Goldblum, I'm incredibly creepy.
Why didn't he ever play a creepy guy?
Jeff, I mean, you mean intentionally?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like he,
like Norman Bates?
Like Walken played creepy guys all the time.
True. He embraced his creepiness. I think Goldblum is still struggling against that.
I don't think he knows that he's creepy.
Despite what my makeup commercials say.
Goldblum would have been perfect in American Psycho.
American Goldblum.
Omni. Veronica.
Look into my eyes.
Veronica.
I can control your thoughts. Just look deep enough. Don't blink. Hypnotoad.
Cheeseburger.
Okay, kids, step two. When dating the hot chick that you just met at a party, do not take them to the most hideous colored... Is it McDonald's?
No, this is like Leo's Burgers or something.
Krusty Burger?
Krusty Burger.
Creepy
no, not,
burger.
Not
I
that
like his,
creepy
I
burger.
I like his knit tie.
Yeah.
I actually had one of those ties.
And you tried to strangle yourself with it because you had to wear it.
That's all it's good for.
Well, it was. Suicide. I wasn't so much strangling myself as enhancing my orgasm.
There we go. Multifaceted tool. Like my personality.
The wool jacket.
Yeah, really, people in the Adirondacks are like, oh, I'm sweating like a pig under this wool.
That burger just looks so terrible.
Looks good.
Don't eat... Oh.
Who eats a burger like that?
Gina Davis.
I'll be your burger, Gina. So what, like...
I'm naturally nervous, so you're not really... Yeah.
Take the fucking pregnancy test, damn it.
Comedy sniper pops up, headshot, dives down again.
Like Nikki Sixx sitting behind her.
French fry.
Right with his French fry.
Hey, you're right. That is Nikki Sixx.
I think that's actually Robert Smith of The Cure. I could be completely wrong.
Are you sure?
It's Nikki Smith.
A little hell.
Pretty sure with that kind of hair. No, that's a lot of hell. That's more hell than it is zoned properly by Canada.
It's actually Robert Six.
Or Sace to his Sace. Hispanic friends. Emmanuel Sace. Oh well. What the fuck happened in
okay,
this room?
Seriously, her apartment is creepier than Goldblum's loft.
Seriously, the tarot card like partition there
she
in
looks
the back.
Like Colby Smulders.
Oh, from How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Except with bigger hair.
Yeah.
Well, it was the 80s.
That's no excuse.
Most of those hairs are standing out free form because of all the Aquanet. She's dressed like an Amish missionary. Like, there's nothing sexy about that outfit at all. Stab,
here's
stab,
Johnny.
Stab.
Showering?
Figured I'd come by and rub some scum on you.
After banging that prostitute in your bed, yeah. You need to shower.
I would burn that bed.
you might want to have it exercised by a priest first.
Burned.
Look at that ass trick.
Yeah.
I like that.
My God.
Is it the giant leaf sword knife thing?
I think it's the sword that...
The sword
leaf. Pyramid had in fucking the Silent Hill movie.
Well, it's broken now, but yeah, it's the same thing. And this is how you become the psycho ex-boyfriend. Subconsciously, you want me back.
The fuck is that?
Another ashtray.
Why is there a screwdriver sitting on the table?
You know why.
So she can assemble more ashtrays and place around the apartment, obviously.
No, that's the blacksmithing kit out front.
No, it's clang, clang.
This apartment is 90% ashtray.
It's basically just an ashtray with all my clothes in it. Oh, the F3Ts.
You're the leader of the free world.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Interesting fact, all the books on the bookshelf were written by Dr. Seuss. Well, you have a tick on your face.
It's technically your apartment, so why would you leave?
Yeah.
Slap him.
I'll change the locks.
All right, just have the locks changed.
It's rapey.
Schmuck.
Petty Schmuck was a
really,
Yiddish folk band.
She really put emphasis on that, too.
You're a
Petty
Schmuck. All right, carbon-based organism.
Dun, 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 dun.
At this rate, I'll never get my taxes done. It's with the bazooka she's got on her shoulder.
Like how he hasn't changed.
I love how he's just like, you totally can't tell the story, but if you want to come back and record it with this shoulder-mounted...
Gatling gun?
Yeah, by all means, feel free. Or watch me butcher this poor, pathetic animal.
Dead monkey sitting.
Wouldn't they start with, like, rats first? I mean, isn't that how experiments go?
There was a sale on monkeys at the teleportation supply store, yeah.
Waves his hand at
them. Was that lightning fingers? Did he just use fucking lightning fingers?
He did. He's Raiden.
Sith Goldblum.
You timed that pretty perfectly there, Bryce. Don't open
the
door.
I will beat the window with my stump.
I don't remember giving him a jelly sandwich. Should not be.
Kill me.
Turn him into a dog.
Very ugly dog.
Where were you on the night?
Whoa. His hair got puffed up. Do you see that?
All their hair is puffed up.
Seriously.
It's called perm.
Hi there.
It's the stench of the 80s.
Jeff.
Now? Do we have to do this now?
Poor fucking monkey.
You heard it here first, folks.
Welcome to the office. God, she looks so much like Colby Smokers.
It turned the pig lizard inside out, and then it exploded.
The inside was on the outside.
You could have at least cooked it, then it would have been like just like meal ready to eat.
There you go.
Computers are dumb.
We don't have to worry about Terminators because they're too stupid.
I would like to have intercourse and then cry, if that's okay.
Into my sandwich.
He's going to cut out the middleman and just cry during it.
I
while eating a sandwich.
Why finish? Why not just cry the whole time?
I'm a very busy man.
Sony.
But that camera cost a couple thousand dollars. Nope.
Yeah, every day.
He's doing the Al Bundy.
Yeah. Well. Go ahead.
This.
Look.
Yeah.
Go check out my stalker closet.
You can clearly see that they're the same.
He's only got five sets. There's 7 days of the week.
There's 2 days that he wears extra.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Walks around as God
it's
made him.
Casual Friday.
Yeah. The balls hang.
You want to teleport him?
Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
No coke, just teleportation.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Nothing gets me hotter than a guy that mistreats monkeys.
You want to turn me inside out?
Ew. I mean, yes, but ew.
That's your come on line? Really? Seriously?
That's his come on face?
He's only been there for a couple days.
Wait. What's happening? I've never kissed a girl before. This is weird.
Your soft parts are soft on my soft
does
parts.
Not compute. Computer like, dumb.
Like a robot.
Something's happening that I don't understand.
I'm engorged in a certain area. Oh, he likes it from behind. All right. You ever fucked on a pull-out sofa? No one has, ever. Comfortably. And the bed doesn't even fit in the sofa.
Well, get it off!
Just yank it out, damn it.
Fuck.
What'd you leave this microprocessor on your bed for?
So I can go faster.
I heal fast.
I'm exhilarated.
I'm going to kiss your bloody wound. That's how close we are.
They're into some fucking weird shit. Monkey torture gets her hot. Then she wants
She's biting
That's
him.
Why AIDS was so rampant in the 80s.
Sexy, sexy monkeys. Thank God they're all dead. Who else said that? Oh, yeah, Ed Gein. Psycho bitch. It's the flesh. It makes you crazy. I don't know what it is.
Were they dating when they made this? They did date. You still
so
have those
teleport
sticks.
Teleport it without the flesh, it'll make it. So you can go in.
Just use
your
bones,
skin.
Yeah.
That steak looks like cartoonishly red. Like, no steaks ever. And there's a lot of bone in that, too. Oh, she's got a phaser steak.
Watch, she's just going to teleport the steak and the plate's going to stay.
Well, it's just one piece of meat. There's no organs. There's,
Did you see that? They were running bingo numbers.
You ever put a hot pan in the sink like that?
Rookie.
Okay.
Oh. Taste displaced.
One of these was teleported. One was not. One tastes like the third dimension.
Okay, wait a minute.
Have this chunk of fat.
I cleaned it.
Like Buddy Hicks.
Tasted like your penis.
Dead monkey.
Like Dave Chappelle or...
This really is a quiet commentary.
Yeah. can't really make too much fun of it so far.
So far, yeah. What's something about this movie? It was very interesting because of the way the dialogue that was written and how it was presented. It was really interesting.
Okay, can we have a drinking game where every time someone says flesh in a really creepy way, I have to do a drink?
Flesh. Okay.
Well, I meant in the movie, but the first one totally
enjoy
counts.
Your flesh steak.
Liquid flesh.
She's so hungry, she ended up eating the gross steak later,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, she switched to the
so
good
she's
steak.
She's synthetic.
Oh, totally. Whatever happened to her? She, like... She, the last movie I saw her in was The Long Kiss Goodnight, and then...
Which was an amazing movie.
It was a really good movie, and it was, like, really outside the box for Geena Davis.
I do know... She has had a couple appearances here and there. She, you know, hasn't held up...
Her apartment's really nice, but her car needs work.
Yeah.
I knew it. But she's cheating on me with that flesh peddler.
I could be wrong, but I'm certain that she was trying to qualify for the Olympic biathlon where you, like, have to ski and then shoot. I'm not even making that up.
Ski shoot?
No, that's skeet shooting. I think it's the biathlon where you, like, you ski and then you have to, like, lay down and take some shots with a gun.
It's funnier when you just say, lay down and take shots. Psychology today, my ass.
You think his tick is bigger than my tick? Mine's next to my nose.
God, stalker much? Was that Lionel Richie? Hello?
I think it is he you're looking for.
And least, I'm sleeping with
at
him.
At least 7 inches. I mean, minimum. Minimum 7.
I know. I test rode it last night.
And that's soft, too. Okay. I'll fuck any creepy guy I see. Hi, I'm creepy.
And I'm taking Lionel Richie home. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I would not want to be monkey number two in this situation.
What'd you do to my brother?
I wouldn't want to be monkey any of the monkeys.
Hey, we're the monkeys. So is that a beta recorder?
I don't know.
What is thy bidding, my master? Actually, it's just a very large inhaler.
Actually, he just comes...
It's just weed.
What is... you Jesus.
That's the name of the monkey. You ever had sex with a man and a monkey before?
Yeah. Champagne out of a milk jug, really?
There'll never be another monkey that has to not be in some place.
He'll just get teleport sick.
Well, we're going to cut the monkey open, make sure everything's where it's supposed to be.
6 months.
Dissection.
Like Arbor Day or Flag Day?
Like one of the obscure ones?
Columbus Day?
Like Boxing Day?
Whacking Day?
You, me, and the monkey?
It's weird.
Well, when you say
it's
like
a professional
that, it sounds,
romance.
Yeah.
It started professional and ended up romance.
No, it just started a creepy and really hasn't left yet.
Yeah. It's a one-stop train.
You're kissing a guy that looks...
Let's get the monkey.
Then. His face looks like a teleport steak.
Turn this camera on. We'll film it.
I want him to watch.
Let me unroll my cordless phone.
Yeah, really? Calling it an airstrike in World War II?
Stathis Baranis. Dun, dun, dun.
He looks creepy even in cartoon form.
I know.
He looks even creepier.
He's wearing the jacket that she bought for her. Well, we're not old and we're not married yet. Spicy eggplant, champagne, a monkey.
How much more must I do to win your vagina?
I was here to order, but apparently this is a crank call. Sorry. Yeah.
Greg Hager! Greg Hager!
No spicy eggplant for
me. Get off my lawn!
Loved to be an 80s architect.
Meanwhile, at Evil Headquarters Incorporated.
Seriously.
You son of a bitch.
Does everybody have a tick in this movie?
Yeah.
So, Perfect Strangers, Bartok?
That's Balky. But his brother was named Bartok.
Yeah, well, the Meepo's teleportation is basically just, you get in truck tire, we push you downhill, and then you wake up in other parts of town.
But you've been teleported. Literally.
I can still smell you on my beard. That's fine.
Give me your stocking.
There should
the
be
one you didn't give him.
Yeah. I have a couch cushion too. Okay?
Wait, better yet, give me the one you gave him.
I like him soggy and wet.
How you feel about yourself after that one, Bryce? You feel good?
I feel dirty.
You feel dirty? You feel Goldblum? That's how you feel, yeah, your Goldblum.
I was channeling my inner Goldblum.
I think you missed.
You know, he accepted the charges. Your vagina, my penis. What do you say, Gary?
I have Goldblum for that. Thank you.
I've got crabs from another time continuum.
These are super crabs. They hug your face.
That's what happens when you get drunk on Arbor Mist. He's a girl drink drunk. Man, I'd be so...
Thanks, couch.
Be so... Really?
You're always
that
so
was
useful.
The monkey. I was sure. I was like, oh, this poor monkey. Not only did he have to watch his brother get turned inside out, but now he's be a fucking therapist.
The monkey's like, give me some fucking liquor, goddammit.
Look, if we're going
to
do...
listen to you.
The monkey's going, if we're going to do this, I need to be drunk as well.
Yeah. So much.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, he was an anti-Semite.
Damn it, you have a bug in problem here. Yeah, through drunk goggles, you're fine.
Swimming with disease. Okay, they're doing shots of scotch. You're just drinking dollar shelf champagne.
Shots of box wine.
Hang on, I gotta take my clothes off.
Well, it's like the T-1000. You can't send clothing or organic matter back. It's only a...
Yeah, it's a beta.
And this is what happens when you let the monkey free in your house. No!
You know, maybe have a slightly cleaner facility where, you know, you don't have vermin and insect infestations. What's the worst that could happen?
And today in the news.
Well, maybe you should have set up the teleporter to stop if there's something else.
The needs of the many greatly outweigh the needs of the few.
I have always been
or the
and always will be your friend.
Can he hear the fly in there?
Yeah, you would think. Don't eat my shoe.
The Death Star will be in position in 5 minutes. But the Goldblum,
there's a lot of dry ice in here.
Cold, cold, cold. So cold. So cold. Gong, 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 gong.
And then I'll send you Fade. Lovely Fade.
How have they not redone the intro to, or like a teaser trailer to Transformers with Goldblum as like the TG-1000 or something?
The TG-1000?
Or the GT-1000.
The Goldblum 1000?
Yeah.
Now, jump up on the ceiling and stick to it.
He's still a soup in a garbage bag next to the dumpster outside your flat.
It would have been funny if the monkey started slapping him like a
tried to bite his face off.
Yeah. You're so annoying.
Quit buzzing.
Would you get away from
my
shit?
Ugly Christmas sweater.
In July. Careful.
Remember, live animals go up.
Well,
yeah.
One, you can take that sticker off.
Because he ate it.
Scratch off that ass.
Yeah.
She thought it was weird that
let me climb out of his pantsuit.
They had sex. He started buzzing. You taste like a fly.
Ew, Goldblum hangover breath?
No, teleportation wipes all the alcohol out of your system. Otherwise, the fly would be drunk. You what?
I was drunk.
I was drunk, I was pissed, and it was fun.
You know,
and my couch cushions are out being cleaned.
I remember a time when high schools would, you know, every year they played that video, Don't Get Drunk and Teleport. You don't know what could potentially happen.
Yeah. He went to bed early. It's only 10:35.
Well, being teleported takes a lot out of you.
I did always think, though, if teleportation was something that was possible, say someone has, like, an inoperable cancer and that the doctors can't find a way to get to it. Would it be possible for them to transport someone from one location to another?
Leave a specific...
Yeah, disease or like something else behind.
Wasn't that something they addressed in this? Or maybe it was the second
this
one.
This is so scientific.
No, I think it was the second one. They actually like addressed that possibility.
It was the one with Eric Stoltz.
It was a good documentary.
Yeah.
You know, the second one features Eric Stoltz as the Goldblum character. I think it's his son.
His son, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, spoilers, shit.
Fly baby.
Pretty much.
But I think, like, I'm almost positive, like, they were trying to rebuild the teleportation device from this.
To bring him back.
With,
no. To get up to
no, with medical purposes. Dun, dun, dun.
Is the fly flying around in him? Just flying around in his rib
cage. Just in his left nut.
Ew. Flying semen. Horrible 70s band. Yogi.
Oh.
You are ready. Jeffrey's son.
My hand looks so much bigger than my face. When did I get the sixth finger?
Why do I want to go play with poop so bad? Why didn't they address that?
Who's to say they don't?
Is that the deleted scene?
It's one of 15.
The Mapplethorpe edition of the Blu-ray featured a lot of poop.
The Mapplethorpe? I think it was the version with Rafe Spall that was very poopy. Yeah.
Side boob! Yeah, it's the closest you ever get to see to Gene Davis' boobs. Trust me, I have an extensive library of Gene Davis movies.
All taken from...
collection?
Yeah.
All taken from a window outside her house up in a tree.
HD is HD. For highly dangerous.
Hello? Today's the day I realize my dream of becoming a gymnast.
I can fly.
He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk.
I believe I can fly.
R. Kelly's not out yet.
Oh, yes. The Olympic chair team.
The stunned look of disbelief on her.
Didn't think flies were that strong.
That is one hell of a way to get your workout. And it's apparently working for him.
So my question is, why is he slowly changing? If the fly's DNA is in him, it would have been pretty abrupt.
I think it's because of the fact that the
fly is so fucking small that it wouldn't do anything to his DNA.
Well, that's
so they're just pulling at strings here.
Okay, if you're looking for
thank you, Mr. Logic, for destroying a great movie. Neck,
but they just can't quite get it to fit, so they had to come up with something else.
The original fly, it was instant. The one from the '50s with Vincent Price, but for. To make it more dramatic and more horrifying, I think they slowed it down. And it actually kind of makes sense that, like...
This is a very poor documentary, then.
Well, yeah. One
Ken
of the
Burns
worst.
Had nothing to do with it. Now he's reenacting his favorite Metallica video.
Ride the Lightning?
No. All right, you get...
Ta-da!
He didn't stick the landing.
I know he lost some points for
Canadian judge gave it a 5.
2 steps. It could be.
Did you just see that? Now she's like giving him the look like, okay, do that to me.
I must take you now.
I'll lay on the floor.
I must break you.
I'm going to split you in half like a cord of wood. And now he's Russian, apparently.
Well, the fly was Russian.
Yeah,
so.
It was a Russian fly.
What else can you do?
You
want
to climb me?
What the hell is on his arm?
It's a leech.
There's still a thing back then.
Yeah. Bloodletting?
Yeah.
That's actually where the fly is in his body.
Chinatown?
At the fair?
I like his like, rainbow yarmulke. I know it's not yarmulke.
It's a ramaka.
It's a ramaka, yeah, thank you. Oh, this cheap piece of imitation crap reminds me of you.
They're in Chinatown, and she's wearing a French beret. And the vendor is Jewish. It's a very strange...
Because he's got a rainbow on his head.
Let's go back to my place.
Look, I know you just put it in my butt like
let's do it right
hours,
here.
But let's not kiss in public yet. Is that really any worse than what you have at Starbucks?
No. So, there's what you were
really
talking
drug.
About, Bryce, is that he thinks it's the teleportation is purifying. So, technically speaking, in this universe, if you had cancer, the teleportation could eliminate the cancer.
Oh, have you been
purification. Exactly like that.
They just have to put a fly in there with you.
Yeah, exactly. The fly
Could
will eat the cancer.
If you had a much better animal in there with you? Like an ant?
Scorpion.
Yeah, literally
that movie's,
be
that movie's
Ant-Man.
Been made, unfortunately.
Not with an actual ant, though.
Like the six-legged kind or your Aunt Mildred?
That'd be even funnier. Ant-Man.
Ant.
It's like a transgendered ant.
A-U-N-T man.
You know what else you've done? Not stop talking.
The leader is Jesus Christ?
Yeah. Little known fact, before he was a carpenter, Jesus was a waiter.
I don't know if I would just be letting that all up in me after he's,
Teleportation is like the best Viagra.
He's all splotchy.
What's with the rash?
Shingles.
And
well,
that leech,
it's all in your body.
Look at that leech. Jesus.
see your heartbeat through it. You know, your mouth doesn't have to be tired. It's the great change.
It's my molting.
Piano wire.
You could catch a shark with those things.
I'm really coarse.
It's cancer.
Cancer hair.
Cancer of the hair, yeah. That's what killed Elvis.
You got a serious acne problem.
Yeah, seriously, are you high school age again?
Yep.
Come on, I still got 2 more hours before this Viagra wears off.
She's walking funny.
Bow-legged. Let me get the butcher knife.
Ew, ew, ew. Unneeded. Thank you.
Oh!
You could have panned up just a wee bit.
Christmas. Pull him out of your crack. Jesus. Ice cream.
I'm so hungry. Oh, let me cut him off with scissors.
Do you hear that?
Let's go.
Yeah, but I got a lot of your DNA in me already as it is. Eventually, I just turn to another Goldblum. That's just really uncomfortable. Well, fuck it till
she's
we catch fire.
Get the other half of the fly.
Damn it!
So the teleporter just gets you addicted to cocaine?
Right? Yes.
Bad skin, crazy sexual drive. That's
terrible choice in underpants. I'm going to go find a hooker.
I'll go find someone else. Let me button my pants.
The plasma pool?
That's, yeah, really. Total platonic reversal. It's not a fun thing.
He crossed the stream.
Yeah.
Listen, didn't you hear about the Twinkie? It's a big fucking Twinkie.
Yeah, but when that thing got turned inside out, it wasn't that bad. I was like, actually,
that was creamy delight.
I kind of like it this way.
Beyond sex?
And he said flesh again, so.
Take another drink.
Why doesn't he use that freight elevator in the middle of his fucking
apartment? It's broken.
They dropped a rock.
Did he just skip?
Nice vertical leap there. Hasselhoff.
They lowered the lamp so we could do that. Yeah. Oh, record store.
I remember those.
It's like he passed it like 3 times in that shot.
How about the jacket sale?
ZZ Top is playing pool. And it's Miller time. Hi. Do you know where I can get a hooker? Those two gay guys are holding hands. Hey, baby.
You look loose and available.
Your hair's bigger than Gina's.
She got bad skin like him.
Oh. So they never even arm wrestled. They just basically held hands at the table and looked into each other's eyes.
Yeah. Longingly.
$200 says he can beat both of you. Behind the dumpster.
This
back.
Is cutting
it. See? $100.
This is cutting into my candy bar money.
Says that $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do they have to be sweaty already?
Well, it's really hot in that bar.
All right, Lumberjack. Lumberjack and SVU.
Come on, acne boy.
This is jerking off, and he's giving him a little.
Is that George Carlin?
He put on a little weight.
Today. It's
just for that role.
Today, yeah.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
He's like, what the fuck?
You know, the theme from Over the Top was a lot better than this one.
Ew, yeah. Semen's coming out through his hands.
Oh, that's gross.
Snap.
Oh!
Come on, baby.
That gets you hot? Compound fracture like that?
Everyone's just like, hey, let him go. Dude, did you see that mohawk?
Yeah, when you say to somebody, are you a bodybuilder or something, and he says, yeah, I build bodies, that's just, no.
That's a second mohawk.
It's a red flag.
Ooh, it's the Warriors.
They're trying to get back to Coney Island. Angry Randy Newman behind them.
Just psycho Randy Newman.
They come and grab an apple.
She take her bite. She chewing it first.
I thought they said OCP taxi. I'm like, wow, really? So they're in Detroit.
They own everything. Has your acting gotten worse? Seriously.
Define worse. I mean, he didn't really have a solid palate to begin with. All right.
Oh, hey, rough there.
Look, when you're wearing hooker heels. You're so handsy. What's wrong with the elevator?
I'm so drunk.
Man shot.
Smacked her head on the wall.
Whack.
Well, he finds if he hits him in the head a couple of times, he's a little more malleable.
They're more docile.
They're a little more putty. My baboon.
She's taking off everything except for her jacket.
Hey now.
I thought she wasn't into it.
She wasn't. But the cocaine he gave her.
Yeah, look at those dilated pupils.
The cocaine and the 17 hits on the head on the wall on the way up. Did it make you bigger?
Come on, chair, stay where you are.
Yeah, something like that. Now put the lotion on your skin.
Ew.
Remember, the semen comes out of his fingers now.
Or his back. And this is how... he's not even thrusting.
Oh, he is. He just doesn't need to use the rest of his body to do it.
Hensile, it just kind of...
Yes.
You're my boyfriend now.
For breakfast?
Come on, all the hookers are doing it. Damn it.
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop it! I don't want you touching me. Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
We broke up. What are you doing here? Damn it.
Why is it every guy I meet in a bar that wins a wrestling match and has a teleportation machine in his house turns out to be a loser?
And lives with Gina Davis. She didn't even dress, yeah.
Walk of shame.
Well, she's got 17 flights of stairs she can go down. She's going to be dressed by the time she gets down there.
The leech is gone, for God's sakes.
Just leave him. Just be done with it.
I smell bad.
God, that chlamydia is really hitting you hard. What?
I don't want to hear this.
They're fly.
They were Jewish. You're saying Jews aren't human. I see how you are.
God damn it. Anti-Semitic. What? Insect doesn't have hair.
Well, to be fair,
I'm allergic to chocolate and I'm eating a lot of chocolate.
Crazy eyes.
He just did, pardon the pun, but he just did bug eyes.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Looks like a guy's not going to get a security deposit back.
I don't want you. I don't need you.
Just leave him. You've known him for like a week.
I'm padlocking the door from the inside.
Don't come back until I call you in a couple of scenes.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Goldblum.
Wow, two walks of shame in less than an hour.
He's good. Oh, he's good.
She's got her clothes on, though, so it's not a walk of shame.
Yeah, but
she's
ashamed. Yeah,
those tears say otherwise. She runs into the half-naked chick halfway down the stairs.
Passed out.
Said, you want to get some breakfast or something?
Yeah, I would. Oh, hey, she's right. My face is disgusting.
Second puberty?
I thought it was a myth.
God, the first puberty was such a pain in the ass.
It's going to destroy his razor.
My razor. The hairs. My razor does nothing.
Ah! Just rips all his...
I like the exploding version.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's made of Lego, so...
Yeah, this is where...
Nails, yeah, fuck this.
Don't shoot nails.
Lee
Cresson nails.
Did that just happen? Because that's weird. Fucking cheap-ass press-on nails.
See when it really does come out through his hands.
E.T.
I should get a jar.
Or a lot.
You.
It's ectoplasm.
Egon, your mucus. Unlimited power.
Spider bloom. Very, spider bloom.
Very limited fingernails, though.
My fingers are...
Is that a Band-Aid? Oh! Thank you, Mr. Cronenberg. I'm not hungry anymore.
Or will be ever again.
Okay,
I've lost two fingernails and semen is coming out of my fingers. This is the weirdest day ever.
Yes. No, you are already dead.
This is the worst cancer he's...
Yeah, it's called leprosy. And it's still a fucking thing. Loading. Please wait.
Vomit.
There was a secondary element? How weird.
Let me just Google it.
Gardening typing gloves?
They sell them at Kmart. Uh-huh. Thanks for that.
So thanks, Jarvis. This is pre-Jarvis.
Yeah. This is Jarvis 95. Don't chew your gloves.
Scanning. Scanning.
Scanning.
Enhance.
Scanning.
Enhance.
It's going to enhance till it's a fly.
Enhance.
It's a cactus.
Looks like an ovary.
It's a flycock. Flycock.
Flycock.
Common Russian housefly.
Not to be, you know... too nitpicky, but shouldn't he get wings too? Shouldn't he be able to fly?
You know, I always wondered that too.
I mean, because at this point he's just like a ground maggot. I mean, that's really all of it, all there is.
Fusion?
Energy drink?
The car? No, fly absorbed Brundle.
Well, that's not good.
Why did you do that? Well, you didn't tell me specifically not to do that.
Oh, thanks, I just noticed Jarvis. There's a fly hair coming out of his nose.
Well, here's her laptop.
Brundle brand cigarettes.
They get inside you.
At a molecular level.
Have you ever experienced Flavor Country on a molecular genetic level?
You are not going to believe this. I'm stuck in a fly trap.
You know those goddamn yellow strips you hang in the kitchen? My face is red.
You're not going to believe this, but my penis just fell off, and the first thing I did was call you.
Please come now. Please don't eat first, because you're really not going to want. Well, you're probably not going to
want to poop before you leave. Come poop here.
Yeah.
I need to have some children.
Turd babies. Jim Henson's turd babies.
I knew I liked the Muppet sequel.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light a match.
In the name of love. Isn't he past his lifespan?
Again, we're dealing with like a new organism, so.
But
he's aging acceleratedly.
If you take like half his age and the fly, he'd be dead before he came out of the thing.
Well, not if you start it from the. It basically gets a restart as soon as he comes out because he's a new organism then. This allergy has gotten way out of control. You need to stop eating chocolate.
Squish.
Oh, yeah. I should explain myself.
He's got like a Joker Chelsea Green going on.
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
I built a teleporter.
I was a fiend and a drunk.
Sorry, a little fly humor there.
He's got semen all over his neck.
And his clothes.
Well, every time he itches himself, he comes.
He's very
sensitive. Is the best itch ever.
I welcome the mosquitoes. No, don't touch me. This is.
Don't touch him.
That's a cashmere jacket and. Again with the chaos theory.
You're fucked.
I'll show you. Put your hand flat and I'll spit on it.
There's no crying in the fly.
Why can't he...
Because I want to have sex one last time.
Teleport him, but remove the fly's genetic code that's saved in the computer.
I wouldn't watch this next part.
You're disgusting.
He just money shotted the donut.
God. I fall to pieces. Is his blood just semen? Is that all he's made of?
Yeah.
No!
Oh!
Ick.
Now we are stuck together.
Let me put my face against that hole where your ear was. Whisper sweet nothings.
I'm so happy to be stuck to you.
Okay.
Excuse me?
That's the guy you go to for advice, you dumb bitch? He has my makeup.
You grab a pitchfork, a torch.
We'll take all the alcohol from this.
Seriously.
Jesus
Christ.
Don't touch me! Sorry. I might have fly juice on me.
Fleeman. Flies.
Fleeman.
Fleeman's furniture. All our stuff comes pre-stained, so you don't have to worry about it. You got security deposits.
You got cashmere? We'll stain it.
Yeah. You'll get stuck to our low prices.
Fleeman and Brothers.
Yeah, because this guy you can trust like the whole fuck movie long.
That freaking tick on his face.
Seriously, don't go camping. Ever.
I'm waiting for that to take over his body. Maybe if he goes through the teleporter, he'll become Tick Man.
Well, they can make
he'll become the Tick.
He'll become Mole Man.
Mole Man.
Hans
Mole.
Seriously, that car has got a rust problem.
Seen some better days.
It needs to go through the teleporter. On the ceiling. I'm stuck in the fly trap again.
I feel great again.
Because there's no more nails. I think I've grown a second penis.
At least he's got a good demeanor about it.
I'm Spider-Man. You've got the precious.
Seriously. Chocolate.
God, he's so sweaty now.
Are you sure it's sweat?
I guess if your option was to be either the fly or Jeff Goldblum, I might lean a little closer to the fly.
It'd be better for your career.
Yeah.
Hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah, no, you're...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the camera adds 10 pounds of fluid. Yeah, could have found this up before we had the donut incident.
And there's that sword ashtray again.
No! I am erection.
Are you strangely turned on by this as well?
We have to have sex right now.
Right now.
I am as hard as iron.
Bring the camera. You're pooping on the wrong one again. God damn it.
This is why we broke up in the first place.
Oh, and the fly is the guy with the really gross apartment.
I am not picking that up. With the
It's a fly.
With the butt baby?
Oh, no.
Before or after the teleportation?
Now, before Maury Povich tells you, you don't know that for sure.
Hey, come with me down these stairs.
Do her knees have shoulder pads, too?
Yes.
No, her knees are shoulders.
She's wearing knee pads.
So. Ah.
For ease.
That's the same coat she was wearing when she gave him the hug.
It's been to 17 dry cleaners.
17th one's the charm.
And they threw it in a furnace, and she bought a new one.
After removing the top 7 layers of skin on her upper torso and face.
Is that supposed to be a Maserati?
No, I think it's a Saab.
It's got a little Maserati symbol on the gas tank.
It's a Mazda Saab.
Or Saberati?
A Saberati.
This gentleman with the mustache and the creepy Coke bottle glasses will take
my
care
God.
Of you.
Clearly that's Sally Jesse Raphael in disguise on her way to do an interview. Do you guys know anything about the 80s?
They did find the creepiest people to be medical people in movies.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of blood for the...
Okay, there's the fallopian tube.
Okay, we have a facehugger.
Oh, this is...
Dude, was he in a pie-eating contest before?
This is really gross. You can push it up.
Shove it on just push on your abdomen. It's too bloody. Too late. Kill him with fire.
Baby maggot. Baby maggot. Riding on a pig. Baby maggot. Baby maggot.
Is that what you sing to your daughter to get her to go to sleep?
Well, whenever the Slayer songs aren't working. Oh, the fetal position. How ironic.
I remember those doorknobs. Those faux glass.
Make it less gross.
Yeah.
Can't even terrible. Wear clothes anymore.
Is he purring?
Yes.
Is there somebody petting the Brundlefly? All work and
okay,
no play
I get
makes
it.
Brundle a...
Ugh.
Thanks, Obama.
Mmm, tasty.
Mm, Captain Crunch. Looks like a thrall.
He looks like my Uncle Morty.
Put him under your pillowcase and the Tooth Fairy will give you some money for him.
I mean, your soul is empty, but she might give you like a dollar or two.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing his fingers have fused together.
Sure. Put him with his ear.
The Van Gogh exhibit.
His penis.
Is that a testicle?
It's probably his penis.
His left one. I'm so bumpy. Hey, baby.
You want one more throw in the hay before old time's sake?
I only have one nut now.
Let me get my penis
now,
out
so.
Of the cabinet.
I'll wrap it in a Snickers wrapper. That way you won't get pregnant a second time. Ketchup.
Do you have any ketchup?
Cheeseburger.
You want
giant
it?
Fly swatter.
Well, I can't really give it to you.
What's
you just
you?
Missed it. No.
They're right next to my penis.
Ear, teeth, testicle.
I have a skin texture that not unlike pot roast.
I was cooked using the friction
method.
It's
like a baking hand.
Well, the friction teleportator. Teleportator.
And just keep fucking you until you move.
Yeah.
Before I kill you with fire.
Before the villagers with the pitchforks and the torches get here.
I just wanted to be the one to let you know we're going to nuke you from orbit.
It's the only way to be sure. Only way.
Seriously, game over, man.
I found a rocket, and they're going to take you to the sun.
Yeah. We have a small base there. You'll be fine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's what Donald Trump is running on right now.
Well, I mean, there's the donkey, there's the elephant, and then for Donald Trump, there's the dung beetle.
So. With a toupee.
Yeah.
Holding hands with the brundle fly. Yeah.
Looks like his cheek's broken.
His face is very lopsided.
Yeah, he's got a very misshapen head. I'm running for president. 2016.
Me either.
Kill me.
You ever look at the moon?
I mean, really look at it. And I'm just a precocious little man fly.
That's going to be my new porno name, Man Fly.
I'm dead. Take my padlock and leave.
I got so many chicks on Facebook blowing me
up. Padlock the door from the outside this time so yeah. I can't get out.
I mean, I don't even know if that's possible, but...
And then weld it.
Slide donuts underneath the door.
Aside from the Terminator 2 starring Jeff Goldblum...
Oh, that's interesting. He's still got pinkies.
Yeah. But no, if they took the Brundle Court fly, or sorry, the Brundle fly.
I love how you're adding court to this. I mean, he's never going to listen, but still, the Brundle Court fly.
If they took the Brundle fly and they mixed it with Chet from Weird Science, with the big giant turd.
Shit, Chet?
Yeah.
Or Chet. The Brundle Court fly would have more squint, I think.
Yeah.
And more hair.
Gotta go to Mexico. You don't have that right.
Look,
yet.
Just get
Sorry.
A straw up there.
Apparently you didn't see my pro-life bumper sticker.
Trump 2016.
Fly whore. Fly whore!
It's Baxter Stockman, and yes. The turtles are across the way.
Like, man, this guy is fucked up.
Come on, Shredder.
Didn't Stockman turn himself into a fly?
I think Shredder does the abortions. They just stand to reason.
This is going to hurt a lot.
And, of course, Krang is the one abortion that survived.
Shredder!
In the middle of the night.
Special.
I go aborting babies.
Very deformed.
Horribly.
God damn it, just put on your scrubs.
I don't hide that you're cheating on your wife with that hooker for nothing.
So fire up the vacuum cleaner. Do what the fuck you gotta do.
Turn on the steam-powered pump.
The only steampunk abortion clinic in all of...
We're gonna pressure wash her uterus and get everything out of there.
I'd love to see a steampunk doctor's office. I wouldn't get any work done there, but...
It could become me.
Now. Okay. Put on an episode of Ren and Stimpy on this tiny TV for you to watch.
You won't feel a thing.
Shirt.
Since it take the edge off a little bit.
Bzz, bzz.
Sorry, I let my pager in here. Sorry about that.
Spider fly.
Pro-choice all the way.
No, he's not. He's pro-life.
No!
Ow. Why would you do
glass that? Glass cuts.
This is glass, right? Yep, my hands totally cut the shit.
They just need to make a giant spider and that'll solve the problem.
Where's Spider-Man when you need him?
Or eight-legged freaks.
I can use it to turn me back.
I can use its stem cells.
And a couple of parts.
I'll drink its marrow.
Be like Christopher
Straight Reeves. From your uterus. Yes, you can.
For
Is
both
he crying
things.
Semen now?
Yes.
Meanwhile,
Janet,
back
Chrissy.
At the fly cave.
He does look like John Ritter.
He's the poor man's John Ritter.
We couldn't get John Ritter, so we got Beardo.
We got Joe Ritter.
We got John Guest.
Smells like donuts. Donuts and shame.
Donuts and decay.
Donuts and shame.
And like a large amount of feces. I mean, like a cartoonishly large amount.
You know Scrooge McDuck's vault?
Yeah.
His feces. Oh, shit.
Oh, did you see it? Oh, it stinks in here.
What did I step in?
What are those?
Yeah, that seems
Get
awesome.
Off my lawn.
Are those private saunas?
You know, I could do with a Schwitz.
So, I brought my guitar. Ready to jam.
Let me guess, he brought a hunting rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he can shoot him and then clean it. Like, really? You wouldn't assemble that already?
Well. You bring a gun that only has two shots before you have to reload?
Hey, it's an over-under, all right? Leave it alone. Those are fucking badass.
Yeah, but still, you gotta reload.
Not if you're a good shot.
I don't know why I sounded Canadian there. Eh? You gotta reload.
You gotta reload, eh? You only shoot like a hoser.
Let's see.
You make sure it's all about that.
Transmission.
This is Optimus Prime, Telepod 1. So if you guys could be fused with any insect, what would it be? Hard-hitting questions.
Be an insect.
Oh, all right. What type of inside-out monkey would you choose?
Goat man.
You just want to get inside a goat. That's what you want to do.
That's really the long and the short. I'd choose shark, I think.
But well, you'd.
Could
have
you imagine a land shark?
Yeah, SNL did back in the '70s. It was fucking awesome.
Well, that's the thing too. Is like you can't pick what parts of the animal because it's just going to fuse you. Together, so
I'm gonna puke on
what
your
if,
fist.
What if you had to be in the water?
Yeah, you wouldn't be a land walker, or would you have like some kind of like a hybrid lung gill? So you're the best. You'd be like the day walker, best of both worlds.
Yep, exactly. Nice stump.
His
and
hand.
He's dead.
His hand opened up the Ark of the Covenant and looked inside.
Yep. He's gonna eat it. He's gonna eat it.
So hungry. Nope. No leg for you.
How much mucus can one man fly have? Oh, this is so good. Oh, God. I'm coming afoot. I'm coming afoot. Bent, bent, bent.
He's going to kiss him. He's going to kiss him.
I always thought you were sexy, Brad.
No, you should probably do it.
Yeah, no,
he's already fucked.
He's a piece of shit. He's got one hand and no foot.
He's not going to want to live after that.
Let me come get you.
Don't make me come up there.
Brundlefly, Brundlefly.
I don't know why there's a Brundlefly. I hope he die. Zzz. Okay, put this fire on. Oh, there goes his knees.
I'm going to kill you in order...
Put him in the teleporter.
So we're going to be a hermaphrodite?
All three heads.
Initiate fusion sequence.
James?
Yes?
What would you want to be fused with?
Oh, man.
Dung beetle.
I think, honestly, like some sort of big cat, like a panther or a cheetah or something like that.
So you'd want to be fast and able to climb trees?
Yeah. And get my belly scratched.
Would you be like a grumpy cat? Would you like be like, you know, kind of get like a pissy look on your face?
Well, I think that's too... Oh, that's...
Flies don't need jaws.
Don't forget to put it in the jar.
I love that the lip is still twitching.
Don't trust Clark. It seriously is the thing.
It really is.
Do I make you horny?
Do you want me inside you?
Looks Silence like E.T. of the Lambs. E.T. Hello, Clarice.
E.T. Phone home.
If you do one thing that's worth a goddamn... Take your time.
I still got one hand that works.
You still got a minute and a half, buddy. No rush.
No, I don't want to be the baboon.
Smells like burnt baboon hair in here. Strangely enough,
you know, for the 80s, that was a really good
effect.
Effect, yeah. You know that'd all be CGI now.
Got a minute. Use it as a crutch.
Take
Just
your
don't
time,
pull the
buddy.
Trigger.
Take your time. Yeah, no worries at all. Don't fuck up the sights or anything. Is it weird that the fully developed fly looks less creepy than Jeff Goldblum?
A little bit, yeah.
Pre-fly Goldblum?
It's more attractive.
Ah, stump. And she gets electrocuted.
And now she's dead.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't use both barrels.
Can you fire it over under at the same time with both barrels?
Yeah, there's usually either two triggers or two hammers.
Oh, that's right.
Gunk, 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 gunk.
I totally forgot about that, too. Now he's going to become part telepod.
Now he can teleport wherever he wants.
Telebrundlefly.
So this is Nightcrawler's origin story? This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit.
They fucked him worse than they fucked Deadpool.
Pretty much. Hey, you know that guy that's supposed to have like a great sense of humor and like really twisted and broken? Let's sew his mouth shut.
Please tell me they show it what it looks like.
Yeah, of course they do. It's Cronenberg.
It's going to be a door, right?
It's a slab falls out with
what
eyes.
What should happen?
I don't feel good.
I'm having the worst day.
I'm a doctor.
Should
put it out of its
be.
Misery.
I've gained like 500 pounds.
How about his brain is door.
How about some delicious shotgun candy for you? That is an unfortunate tale.
This scene right here is the basis for that movie Virus with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Awesome.
Which I think would make a good commentary, actually.
Squid face. How about some shotgun candy?
How do you know your brain's there? It could be in your door pouch.
Stop shooting yourself.
Your door pouch.
I can't. I don't have a gun.
Look, the guy is asking
you. I can't put
you
out of your misery. I want you to suffer.
Yeah, can you stay alive for as long as possible, please?
I want to
die in pain.
And that's how they invented Hamburger Helper. Any questions?
Nope. Okay. Oh, this is a Hamburger Helper origin story?
Yeah. Yeah. With an offshoot of Nightcrawler. and John Ritter's brother.
Pete Ritter?
Yeah. Pete Ritter?
Pete Rutter.
Pete
Rutter. He's Dutch.
I'm Pete Rutter.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah. And just like that, leaving you soggy and uncomfortable, like having sex with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, the ending of this movie is just so bad. It's just
like oh, we had
bang,
time.
Okay,
right,
nothing happens.
Yeah. Roll credits, we're done.
Finn.
Oh my God, the gynecologist was David Cronenberg.
I gotta be in this movie somehow.
I'll be the maggot.
He was the original Quentin Tarantino. I must be in every movie I make.
So that was The Fly.
That was something.
It was 2 hours about. Give or take.
It was about 2 hours.
Is everyone okay?
Something.
Everyone?
I could use a shower.
I feel a little soggy.
And a counselor and a therapist and some fucking, antipsychotics.
There's not enough Purell in the world.
Yeah. Bathing
oh,
Purell.
Jesus. You know, even after she allowed Goldblum inside her, I would still have sex with Gina Davis. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that awkward silence. I live in that awkward silence. Some people think they were born in it. I was made to know the darkness before I was alive.